Hi, ladies, and welcome to the Story Night podcast. I'm Jessica Campbell, and stories are my passion. It's my honor to host this podcast where real women share real stories of real hope. Each episode features one woman sharing her personal story with you. Too often, we fall into the traps of comparison and judgment, but what if we took the time to hear each other's real stories? Let's remember that we all have a story, and our stories matter. We're so glad you've joined us on this podcast journey. May you find hope and encouragement in this episode's story. Hi, ladies, and thank you for tuning in to this introductory episode of the Story Night podcast. This episode is simply a chance for us to introduce ourselves to you and share a bit of the history and purpose of Story Night and what you can expect from this podcast. I'm Jessica Campbell, and I'm the host of Story Night. And with me on this episode is my dear friend and mentor, Lucetta Elmer. So let's dive in right away and start with you, Lucetta, just introducing yourself to the listeners.
Thank you, Jessica. I am Lucetta Elmer. I also am the state representative for House District 24, which includes most of Yamhill County and a little bit of Polk County. I am married to my high school sweetheart for 33 years. I am mom of four adult children, two girls, two boys. Very, very soon, I will also be a Grammy of two, a little girl and a little boy. I'm so excited to meet them. I am in the legislature, just starting my third year. But before that, my husband and I own private businesses in town and throughout the state. And for decade plus, I had really enjoyed working with my husband on that and still do, but in a much smaller role since I'm oftentimes in Salem at our state capitol. My background is in education, and it has served me well in being a mom of four and also now in the legislature, as we talk often about education and our society and how our young kiddos are being impacted by all of those things. And that's something that, Jessica, you and I have in common. In fact, that's how we first met, was around education.
Yes, it was. I had just moved to Oregon. You were one of the first people I met here, and I'm so glad I met you. I was directing a local preschool, and you were on the board of that school. And we have much more to share about those initial conversations that you and I had and how that led to Story Night. But before we get there, I'll take just a moment to introduce myself to all of you listeners. So I've always called myself a hybrid. I was born and raised in Orange County, California, but my maternal family was all from Springfield, Tennessee, and we went back there several times a year from the time I was born. So I had this kind of dual life of going to the beach and being this Southern California girl while then going to Tennessee and having a country Southern lifestyle. And probably from the outside, it looked like a very picture-perfect life. And there's so many things I'm beyond grateful for. But there were some things I dealt with that were very painful, but probably unseen. For example, some social psychological bullying and things like that. Fast forward, and I went to college in Santa Barbara and lived in a house with 12 girls. Not a sorority, actually, but we were just as diverse as girls could possibly be. I married my college sweetheart, and we were in Santa Barbara for a really long time where I taught elementary school and he worked in the wine industry. Now we are in Oregon with a couple of amazing little boys, and our hands and hearts are full. Before we came to Oregon, though, I found myself in my Santa Barbara life as a very type A girl that had everything planned out and was faced with a diagnosis that completely changed my life. And again, it was a moment of sort of that unseen suffering. Now, I share these parts of my life, the times where things might have looked great on the outside, but there was pain on the inside, or the times where I experienced people with different backgrounds and different cultures and different life experiences, because I think all of that set the stage for my heart to be so open to the mission of Story Night.
But Jessica, what exactly is Story Night?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked, because this is the question I get all the time when I tell people about Story Night, and immediately they wonder, what is this? I don't understand. Tell me more. Well, Story Night is a women's event that began at Santa Barbara Community Church many, many years ago. It was started by a woman there named Bonnie, and she just recognized that there was a need for women to be authentic with each other. And that we need to be sharing our stories. And it was that simple. So it was a free event. They hosted it maybe twice a year. They had food, music, prizes, some fun icebreakers. And at each event, one woman would simply share her life story. Now, it was hosted at a church, but it was very much a community event. Women from all over, very diverse backgrounds would all come. There'd be maybe 300 women at each event. And it was truly incredible. Women shared about everything. They might have talked about cancer or adoption, divorce, grief, funny things, hard things. Some of the stories were extremely dramatic and maybe things that no one in the audience had ever experienced. And others were topics that probably every single woman could relate with. And it was just so impactful. Now, I heard about them for such a long time and I just never went and finally decided, okay, I'm going to invite a friend and go. And when I first attended, I had my Me Too moment. And this woman was sharing her story and she got to a certain chapter and a certain diagnosis, which is exactly what I was experiencing at the time. And the tears just flowed. And I felt seen. I felt like I was not alone in my journey. And I never missed a story night after that. Well, fast forward several years. And in 2017, my husband and I moved to Oregon. A couple years later, I was given the opportunity to start a story night in McMinnville, Oregon, where Lucetta and I live. And this is about the time where, circling back to where we first met, that story night intersected my life with Lucetta's life. So I'm just curious, Lucetta, do you remember when I very first asked you to be a story night speaker?
I do. I do remember. So yeah, you were working at a private school in McMinnville and I was serving on the board of that school. And we were just sort of talking and getting to know each other more. And you were telling me about some of the things in your life. And I shared with you that I was an adoptee and just sort of dropped some random facts around that concept. And you, I don't know if your job dropped. I think it might have a little bit. And you just leaned in and you were so, yeah, such an incredible listener. And I just kind of spilled some stuff out and you thought that I would be a wonderful addition to Story Night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little did you know sharing your life story with me would lead to this. But I'm so glad you said yes. I know that can be kind of overwhelming when I very first approach a woman and say, hey, how do you feel about sharing your life story on stage with, you know, 100 to 200 women? That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, for sure. But I think I was very naive in the moment. And I was like, well, yeah, sure. I talk about it all the time. Not really knowing what was in store. And not that it was bad or it was hard. I will say that. But it was also healing. It was unveiling. It was a good experience, but it wasn't an easy one necessarily. But I'm very thankful that I did it. And I remember when I finished speaking the night of my story night, just feeling like I had just ran a marathon. Like I was just like, oh, I got to sit down. I feel so drained, but also exhilarating. It was a really great night. And I am truly thankful you asked me to do that.
Well, I'm so glad you said yes. And you know, before we talk maybe a little bit more about the history and the seasons that came with Story Night and where we're going now, I just want to park on that point for a moment because you mentioned what it was like to be a speaker and the impact it had on you and that it was hard, but that it was good. And that is such an important piece because people may wonder, why would we do this? Why would we take the time to share these stories? And there's an impact on the listener, but there's also an impact on the speaker, right? And I think we forget that there's an impact on the speaker. I remember talking with Bonnie, the woman who had started Story Night, when it was my turn to try and host these Story Night events. And I wanted to get her advice and insight and guidance and all of that. And she shared with me that one of the most amazing things of Story Night was the impact it had on the actual speaker and that the speakers never saw that coming, right? They just thought, oh, I'm going to share my story and hopefully it'll make a difference in the lives of others, but they never expected it to make such a difference in their own lives. What a powerful thing for them to look back over their life thus far and see purpose in the pain and how things all connected and maybe why they happened. And then even just to have that as a recording for, you know, future generations of their family. So, Lucetta, was there anything else that impacted you as a speaker that we haven't maybe touched on already?
I just think, like I mentioned, the whole process was something that maybe I didn't realize I needed to go through, but I did. The benefits of going through it are something that I treasure. So really, the discipline it took to write out my story, because I've told you this before, but when you told me I had to write it out, I argued. I'm like, no, I don't. I can wing it, Jessica. Come on. But writing it out, A, took a long time, but also made me think about it from different viewpoints, seeing it written, reading it back, reading it out loud. You know, it just made me ponder it deeper. And so that was a good part of it for me. And then delivering it live and feeling the energy in the room. And then, you know, hearing the women's comments afterwards as they came up to me saying, oh my goodness, blah, blah, blah happened to me as well. Or I experienced this part of your story and I love what you said about this. Or, you know, just those connections for me had to be one of the high points, because I am all about connectivity. And I love that that is the heart of Story Night.
Absolutely. And you said that word, connectivity. That is the heart of Story Night. And there are so many amazing things that happen when we listen to the stories of others. And you've alluded to some of those already. I mean, barriers break down. We learn about experiences that are different from our own. We might realize that our assumptions about somebody were wrong. I remember attending one Story Night in Santa Barbara, and they had five sisters share, and they, on the surface, looked like supermodels. They were dressed to the nines, just stunning, elegant, well-dressed, well-spoken, polished, beautiful, kind sisters, right? And then you start listening to their story, you find out that they were refugees from a country in Eastern Europe, and their dad was KGB's most wanted because they were a Christian family in a time of communism, and their stories were beyond anything I could have ever imagined. It was so shocking. It was so surprising. You would never have guessed that was their story. And that's a very dramatic example, but I think we learn that our assumptions are wrong a lot when we hear people's stories. Hopefully we find ways to relate to each other or to realize that we're not alone. Somebody else actually gets it with whatever it is we're going through. And sometimes it just puts our suffering into perspective. And you realize, wow, maybe I can get through whatever it is I'm faced with.
Yes, Jessica, I think you're spot on. You know, just Story Night offers us new ways possibly to relate to one another. And also that big one of just breaking down barriers of what we think we might know about someone and then what we actually find out to be part of their story. So that is another reason why I love it. I think it would be fun at this point for listeners to hear about your McMinnville Story Night experience before we started this brand new chapter.
Yes. So it was 2019 when I started Story Night in McMinnville, and I was so grateful for the opportunity to host those. They were hosted at a local church here, and I ended up hosting 17 live events there. You were number two of those 17, and we just had women sharing their stories, and it was growing, and it was great. Now, for those of you who recognize the dates, 2020 came along, and there was a pandemic, and that led us to creating a Story Night podcast, the first Story Night podcast. That podcast has 125 episodes on it, and it includes most of the live recordings of those 17 live events that we did. All of those can be found in a link in the episode notes. So for anybody who wants to check out the original Story Night podcast or maybe hear some of the live speakers from the previous 5 years that spoke over at the Calvary Church, you can find all of those in these episode notes. Those are all faith-based stories and truly remarkable. And I got to connect with women all over the country. I even have an episode on there with a lady in Papua New Guinea. So super fun to just hear the variety of stories. Some of them are super lighthearted. Some of them are very heavy. We try to put trigger warnings in there if it's a really mature topic. And it was such a joy to hear the stories of so many women over those 5 years. Now, we are starting a new season of Story Night. And this is where it gets kind of funny because, you know, Story Night was founded at a church. And now in this new season, you and I are connecting. And as you mentioned, you're in politics. You're our state representative. And so listeners might think that Story Night is all about religion or all about politics, which are, you know, ironically, the two things you're not supposed to ever talk about, right? People say, just don't talk about religion and politics, and then you'll be fine. They tell you to avoid those topics. And truly, though, this new season is not necessarily either. So I was wondering if you might take a moment, Lucetta, to share why you reached out to join forces so that we could, you know, take Story Night maybe to other women and just help listeners understand that this season of Story Night is not centered around specifically religion or politics.
Yes. That is something I'm so passionate about. And that is why I'm so excited for this new season of Story Night, because one of the things that my new world of politics has taught me is something that's just what I already knew, but now it's even more concrete in my mind, that people are looking for connectivity. They are. And we live in a world that seems to want to divide us and polarize us and pit us against each other. You know, we hear about bullying with our children, and we hear about adults struggling with so much. But when you have connection with other people, then it just adds value and it lessens the load one might feel as they're walking through life. You know, social media has several positives, but some of the negatives can be the way that it makes you feel judged or not good enough. And that carries over with women oftentimes into just our thoughts and our self-assessments. And I just am always like, no, break it down. In my world, we talk about transparency a lot. So let's be transparent as women. I don't care what religion you have. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, or something else. Just come show up and talk about, share your story, or listen to whomever the speaker is and their story, and just lean in and resonate where you can, connect where you can, meet someone at your table, or just whatever it is that night holds for you. But I want it to be the opposite of judgment and isolation.
Amen. Now, before we wrap up this episode and explain a little bit more of the logistics to the listeners, Lucetta, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you hope listeners will take away from this podcast?
I think we have covered a lot, and it's all so great. Maybe the one thing that I don't know if we touched on, but just going back to how to be a speaker, it really does put you in a vulnerable space, but also it allows the listener to be vulnerable as well. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, always drawing that line to the ultimate goal of connectivity. But when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we're sort of like peeling the onion, right? We're taking back some of the layers, and we're letting people into a space that isn't what's always shown on Facebook, Instagram platform. And that's where the healing can happen if it needs to happen. That's where an aha moment can occur when you realize that someone shares a really fun passion that you also have. And you're like, oh gosh, I want to connect with that person. But I just think, again, that's one of the parts of Story Night that we are trying to bring forth and offer to women.
And I want to thank you so much for reaching out and offering this new platform for Story Night. It's so fun just to work with you on this project and try and take this to more and more women and just watch it grow and see what impact it may have. It's pretty neat to see how it came full circle from me reaching out to you saying, would you consider telling your life story on stage and being a part of this new thing here in Oregon called Story Night? And fast forward, 5 years later, you reached out to me with this incredible invitation to just join forces and provide this new platform for Story Night and see where it goes next. So for this new season, this new Story Night podcast. We will have a pretty similar format as the previous Story Night podcast, where many of our episodes will be just recorded one-on-one conversations with women who share their stories. And we will also include recordings from the live events that we host in our area. So the next episode is going to be you, Lucetta, because we asked you to be the first speaker at the new season of Story Night. And that's so much fun. I'm so glad we got to do that. So ladies, next episode, you'll get to hear Lucetta share her story at the Grand Ballroom in McMinnville, Oregon. So thank you again, Lucetta. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your support of Story Night. Thank you for believing in this. And thank you for going on this journey with me. I'm so grateful.
And thank you, Jessica. I mean, you're the visionary behind this project. And I am grateful that you found your way to little old McMinnville, Oregon, and that you decided to be a leader and just jump off a cliff with Story Night and start the whole thing. It has already been so impactful in so many women's lives. So I'm happy to continue with you.
Well, I'm very excited to see what the future brings for Story Night. Ladies, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you join us on this podcast journey where we will hear the stories of countless women. Remember, you have a story. Your story matters, and you are not alone.